Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
What am I standing firm on? When it comes to the world of competitive sport, regardless of the level you play at, from grassroots to gold medals, the question is not if I have a bad performance, but rather when. And when you do, what is the foundation that helps you stand firm? See, competitive sport is a relentless environment for shape and identity. And as players and athletes progress from tasting competition at their first school sports day to higher and higher, perhaps even the highest levels of sport, they are labelled, measured and evaluated with increasing intensity. Sport can very quickly move from being something you do to something you are. Over time, the affirmations of others around us as we compete can quickly become central to who we believe we are. See, when performance is strong, identity can feel secure, but when it dips, everything can feel fragile. Paul opens his letter to the Thessalonians by anchoring believers in a deeper, unshakable identity. We know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you. Verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Before Paul speaks of endurance, suffering or witness, he reminds them who they are in Christ. Their identity is not rooted in circumstances, success, or the approval or affirmation of others, but in the gospel. Standing firm as a Christian in competitive elite sports starts here. The gospel declares that before you achieved anything, you were loved. Before you performed, you were chosen. Your worth was established at the cross, and not something you need to earn through your sporting performance. So whatever your sporting journey, this truth remains for you. See, the marks of the Thessalonians standing firm in the gospel from a rooted identity is celebrated by Paul in the following. Your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 of the first chapter. Faith in Christ, it changed the way they worked. Love of Christ and others shaped the way they laboured, and the hope they had in the gospel gave them endurance. In verse 2, Paul writes how this new identity flows into characteristics we so value in sport. Work, labour and endurance, produced by faith, love and hope. Competitive sport requires work, labour and endurance, and we often enjoy these things. However, if our identity is built on performance, it is not secure. It can easily be shaped by the environment and culture around us. Therefore, standing firm in the gospel means allowing God, not sporting performance, to have the loudest voice in defining who you are. So as you compete today, ask yourself, what am I standing firm on? But not if, but when that performance dip comes, remember who you are in Christ. Stand firm in that and enjoy the abilities and opportunities God has given you to compete regardless of the outcome. You see, for the Christian in sport, it's not about physical and mental toughness alone. It is about standing firm in the gospel and being deeply rooted in who you are in Christ, loved, chosen, secure. Let us pray. Father, help me stand firm in the gospel. Root my identity in your love, not in my performance. And when pressure rises and results change, remind me who I am in Christ, and let that truth shape how I live and compete through faith, love, and hope. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.